Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
The HSE is warning of double-strength ecstasy tablets ahead of a major dance music festival happening this weekend. They're advising that the drugs market in Ireland is becoming more volatile and risky. Well, Professor Eamon Keenan is the HSE's National Clinical Lead on Addiction Services, and he's on the line now. Good morning, Eamon.
Morning, Claire.
Will we start with ecstasy? Because at the Electric Picnic recently, the HSE tested pills, we know, which were given to you by festival goers on site. Will you explain what you found there at that time?
Sure. So we've actually been at three events over the course of the summer. So far, this is our fourth event coming up this weekend. And at Electric Picnic and the other events, we've identified that the MDMA or ecstasy pills that we've been testing have been of higher potency or higher strength than previous years. So just to put it into context, this year, about 39% of all the pills we've tested have been greater than 200 milligrams, which is over twice the normal dose compared to last year when there was only about 19% of pills were at that level. So we've definitely seen a higher percentage of pills with a higher potency this year.
And what's the danger around people taking those stronger pills?
Well, a higher potency or higher strength means a higher risk of adverse events. So, and we saw this actually at Electric Picnic, and we work very closely with the medical service providers, and there were presentations associated with MDMA use. People were collapsing, there were seizures, and then when we were able to identify that this could be linked to the higher strength of the MDMA, we put out a message. We talked to our volunteers who engaged with people at the event, and after that alert went out, the number of presentations to the medical services decreased. So people listened to the advice. It's very important that we are a trusted source of advice and that harm reduction information gets out there to the population.
Mm-hmm. And from your assessment of those ecstasy tablets, did you find that there's other substances mixed in with them?
Not necessarily. We found it's the strength of potency which was driving the presentations and the adverse medical presentations.
Now, in conjunction with the organisers of this festival happening at the weekend, this is the District X Festival. You'll be offering harm reduction services at the festival. So does this follow the model that you did at the last, at the three festivals you were over the summer?
Sure. And what we've learned from those festivals, we can bring to this festival. So our big message this time is mind yourself and others. Obviously, it's much better if people don't use drugs. But if people do decide to use drugs, then you need to be aware that high strength MDMA is circulating. MDMA use or that type of drug use is so associated with dance events, not just here, but right across Europe. And that's why we're saying the message, start low and go very slow.
Mm-hmm. And that, you say, given your experience over the summer, seems to work, or the message is getting through?
The message is getting through. So it's important that people who are going to the event are educate themselves in relation to the current market trends, because the market trends in drug use across Europe are very volatile at the minute. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing that here also. So that the high strength MDMA also present in Europe. So what happens in Europe is reflected in what happens here in relation to the drug scene.
Okay, can we talk a little bit more in general terms about the drugs market? You've described it there as volatile, Eamon, and people might remember there were a series of overdoses in an Irish prison. They were suspected to be related to the synthetic opioid nitazine, which you and I have discussed on this programme before, but that's not what it was. You uncovered something else.
Yeah, so this was an example of the volatility of the market. So people will remember Portlaoise Prison had a number of overdoses, about 11 overdoses, initially suspected to be the nitazine drugs or the synthetic opioids. But actually, when we were able to analyse them in our lab, we identified that it was a new benzodiazepine that had never been seen in Ireland before, clobramazolam. So people were concerned because they were given the naloxone to the people, to the prisoners as they overdosed, but they weren't necessarily responding. And it was because it was clobramazolam, a different type of substance altogether.
Okay, and what can you tell us about that substance, clobramazolam?
Well, it's one of these novel or new benzodiazepines. So over the years, manufacturers have produced different types of benzodiazepines, but not all of them have ended up on the market for various reasons. For example, they may be too strong and they may be too prone to addiction. But the method of synthesis is in textbooks. What's happening now is that people who are producing illicit drugs are going back to these textbooks, finding these old benzodiazepines that were never marketed and now producing them for the drugs market.
Mm-hmm. So how do you counteract that? Because that is, I mean, if you're having to go back and examine old textbooks to find the formula, it's very difficult, I would imagine, to treat somebody who's in an overdose situation.
Yeah, it is. And that's why our emerging trends work is so important. It's why it's really important that we do get samples to test as often as possible, that we work very closely with in Garda Síochána around seizures, with the Forensic Science Ireland lab around what's been identified in those seizures, with our own lab in relation to pills that are presenting at festivals, so that we get a good handle on the types of drugs that are circulating, so that we can put out appropriate messages to services, because it's important that services know that these substances are circulating so they can talk to people who are attending. So this early warning work is really important. It needs to be invested in, and it's something that we've been concentrating on a little bit over the last couple of years.
So this clobramazolam, was it ever on the market? Was it ever used for anything in practice?
No, it was never marketed as benzodiazepine.
Okay.
As a medicine, yeah.
Nitazenes then, the synthetic opioids, which as I said we have spoken about before, are they being sold as drugs in their own right, or are they being added, Eamon, to other things and then perhaps sold to drug users who aren't aware that that's what they're being supplied with?
Well, this is, yes, is the answer to both. They're being sold as replacement for heroin. When we test the sample, there's no heroin in the sample, it's only nitazenes. That was what happened before Christmas, if you remember those overdose clusters that we yes. had in Dublin and Cork. Subsequently, then we had tablets which were being sold as benzodiazepines, as alprazolam, and they contained nitazenes and didn't contain alprazolam. So that's why this market is so volatile. And some of these tablets resemble regular medications, and people can be may not be aware of what they're taking. We advise people talk to services, link in with their GP, don't be taking these illicit drugs because you don't really know what they contain.
Now, the other drug I wanted to talk to you about is HHC, synthetic cannabinoid. And we were talking about this on the programme earlier in the week, Eamon, with Professor Colin O'Gara. And he was very sure. clear in his mind that it needs to be banned because he said it's causing psychosis in some users. And in particular, they're seeing young men and teenagers who are taking this freely available. It's in gummies, jellies and in some vapes as well. What's your own view?
Well, I think we've expressed concern about HHC over a number of months, and I think we've spoken about it before, Claire. Yes, this is a substance that needs to be controlled, and it is causing presentations to our addiction services, particularly presentations of adolescents. About 20% of our presentations to the adolescent services are now associated with HHC. So at this point, very clear that it needs to be controlled, but it has to be controlled in a way that another variation of HHC doesn't hit the market and remains legal. So the control that the department are going to have to progress has to ensure that it covers enough of these substances to make sure that the manufacturers just don't produce another one and say, here's HHCB.
Mm-hmm. You know? And who takes the lead on moves to ban this substance? Is it yourselves and addiction services, or do you feed into the process?
We feed into the process. So once we identify a substance of concern as an HHC, we advise the Department of Problems associated with it, which then goes into a process where they start talking to European counterparts, we'll see what's happening there. And this is a drug which right across Europe, people have been expressing concern about. For first identified in Europe in 2022. So for about 2 years now, it's been under intensive monitoring, and they have identified in other countries that there have been presentations. And so our legislators need to link in with European legislators to make sure that this substance is controlled.
But I'm sure it's a standout. Like, if it's gone from 0 to 20% of total presentations now in a very short space of time, there must be a lot of concern about HHCs.
Yes, there is. And we've seen there's been publications associated with it in the Irish Journal of Psychological Medicine, whereby a couple of people have presented with psychosis associated with it. And like, you were probably talking to Professor O'Gara about that as well. So, yes, we've been flagging this as an issue and as a drug of concern for some time now.
Are there any other new drugs on the market that you're concerned about, Eamon?
Well, there's always new drugs emerging on the market, and that's what we're saying. That's why the situation is so volatile. That's why the emerging trends work that we do is so important, to keep abreast of the new substances which are emerging. These new, whether it's new benzodiazepines, the big concern here and across Europe at the minute is in relation to the nitazene drugs, because as you know, in Afghanistan, the Taliban have banned the production of poppy, which will likely result in a reduction in the availability of heroin. And that's why these synthetic opioids, that's why we feel these synthetic opioids are being produced by criminal networks to, if you like, have something to replace heroin if heroin does become unavailable. These synthetic opioids are very potent. As we've seen, they can cause overdoses, they cause death, and services need to be aware and prepared for that. So that's the big worry, I suppose, at the minute across Europe.
Eamon, it's always good to talk to you. Thank you for your time. That's Professor Eamon Keenan, the HSE's National Clinical Lead on Addiction Services.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.